Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need, without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/EarnYourLeisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/EarnYourLeisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
Stock market. The futures market ended relatively flat on the S&P. How much longer before the market begins to go back up? This is what everybody wants to know. How much more pain do people have to suffer?
I think we have about 6 more weeks. So lumber prices are finally settling. Inflation is going to be bad for a little bit longer, but it's not going to be as bad as everyone predicted it would be. You can mark your calendars. You have about 6 more weeks of pain to go through. I think it is going to be very clear very soon that we're going to have a change in terms of political structure that will bring some consistency in the market, because people hate to invest when there's uncertainty. So when you have a clear plan, clear landscape of what's going to happen, it's a lot easier to invest. There are a couple of markets that you can invest in and still do incredibly well in, but overall, the next 6 weeks will be tough, and then after that, we'll start to smooth out and then be okay. So I know some people are like, hey, should I take all of my money out? No, you still want to invest for the long term. But for those of you that are trading as well, ease up a little bit on the downside, because we aren't going to have these incredible moves to the downside as much. And then once you see hedge funds start to pour in a little bit more money, we'll be fine. But give us 6 more weeks, 8 tops, and then we'll start to balance out. I believe by end of year, we should only be up maybe 6 to maybe 9% on a year in terms of the S&P 500. So we'll be flat But for traders, it's great because the volatility is absolutely has been fantastic, like this first quarter or so. So yeah, give us 6 weeks and we'll be all right.
Jan Hatzius, he's a Goldman Sachs chief economist. He predicted that there's a 15% chance of recession within the next 12 months, 35% chance over the next 2 years. Mm-hmm. And so that's good news.
What'd you say?
He's a Goldman Sachs chief economist. He had a prediction scale. So like, I think last week, a couple of firms came out and said that we're headed toward recession, but they never gave a percentage with it. And so based on his calculations, based on obviously all of the factors that would lead to recession, they said there's a 15% chance in the next 12 months. And for the next 2 years, 35% chance of a recession.
So if Biden gets knocked out of office and we get a Republican president, which that probably will, go back to the 1950s and do every election since and see the probability of being in a recession under a Republican leader versus Democratic leader. Now, some Republicans can argue Democrats caused the mess and we get the blame. That would be the case this time. But during a Republican presidency, we tend to have more recessions. So, and those are like, I know people look at the R word as like a bad word. Those are times when you can start to build generational wealth. So me personally, in 08, when 08 happened, I was like, I'll vow to never miss out on these opportunities ever again. And that's when I began to like really, really hone in and master my craft around this market. When we hit the recession, everyone listening, I'm begging you to do the same. Like learn this market like the back of your hand and you'll be able to make some incredible money. And the crazy part, I didn't know how to trade then, which is a gift and a curse. But if you can invest long-term and trade in a recession, you know, for those of you who were at Apollo, you saw Troy put up the billboard. Those are some big numbers you can hit for sure in a recession. So enjoy it. Please enjoy it.
Yeah.
New billboard soon come.
What I'm realizing too is that a lot of these projections are actually guesses. Because if you look at the last two recessions, nobody predicted that. Nobody predicted. You predicted coronavirus?
I predicted a recession in 2020 for sure. In 2018, I did.
Well, why did you predict it? Because the recession was for a global pandemic.
It was a mathematical calculation. Like, I know people make jokes about the crystal ball, but like when I went and did the mathematical calculations on when we were hit, for the women who were trading with me in 2018, like I said, hey, put 2020 in chat if you were there. Like I said, it was going to hit for sure.
But 2020. What mathematical equation are you using?
I can't give that away.
Huh?
I said we could have based it on your theory, right? We said every 8 years or 12 years, right? We've been on an uptrend, right? So at some point, there's going to be a pullback. Somebody's going to be a catastrophic event based on your theory.
Yeah, I mean, that's just
theoretically, right?
Yeah, that's just like.
But you look at leadership, though.
That just happens over the course of time.
That's what I'm saying.
But mm-hmm. I'm saying nobody predicted coronavirus.
No.
Well, one person did. I forgot her name. Oh, my God. What is her name? If you go to Tim Ferriss's podcast, she actually did predict it in 2018.
Well, that's it was in a book.
Well, this,
yeah, yeah.
And it's like, what you call it, too. What was it? Bill Gates, he gave a TED talk. And
that was scary.
He gave a TED talk.
That was a little
creepy. It's easy to predict something that.
Allegedly.
All right. China.
Hi, Microsoft.
China. Do any China stocks excite you?
I actually like Alibaba. I mean, I may need it to drop.
I'm happy you said that.
Maybe if it drops another $20. Mike clipped this up. Nikki clipped this up for a 5-year hold. So if you hold any less than, it's not going to work well. I like Alibaba. I want to like Tencent. It's not there yet. There are a couple other stocks there that have potential, but Alibaba is the only one right now that I'm excited about. And if it drops like $20 lower than what it is right now.
I'm with you on Alibaba. I want to know your thoughts though. Charlie Munger, obviously last week, if anybody wasn't familiar with, vice chairman of Berkshire Hathaway, he sold half his stake in Alibaba, over 300,000 shares. Did that have any impact on your feelings on Alibaba? Or it's like, all right, Charlie, we don't have to agree. I mean, one of the greatest investors, but we don't always have to go with what they're doing. Right. A lot of people will say follow what the wealthy people are doing.
Absolutely. Because so there are certain things he may know geopolitically. And if we hit a recession, man, Alibaba could fall to like an all-time record low for a company with that kind of market cap. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't buy it. Right now it's not a good price, but if it did fall $20 lower, $30 lower, I'd be happy. This definitely has to be a 5-year hold because geopolitically we cannot change a lot of the things that are happening there. But that's the one stock in China that I'm like, if it falls to a certain price, I am elated to grab it. So, and I'll say this, I wouldn't put it in a primary account. Number two, I would probably create a separate account. So for my investors and traders, like if you have a long-term account, a swing account, let's say you have like a speculation account that you don't look at every day, put it in that account. So, because if you draw down 20%, you don't want it to bleed your main portfolio. But if you just tuck it away for maybe 2 or 3 years, you may look up one day and you may be up 60, 80% and be happy with that, with that gain. But I wouldn't put it like in my primary four at all.
Yeah. I like Alibaba for a couple of reasons. When I started looking at its comparison to that and Amazon, obviously we know what AWS is for Amazon, but Alibaba, you know, they control a large percentage of the cloud service in China as well. And so when they're looking at percentages wise of what, you know, the cloud expansion is going to look like in mainland China, they're talking about a 60% growth by 2027. Yeah. And so if they own, I think right now they control 30% of the cloud service on mainland China. And so if they control that large of a percentage and there's potential growth there, it makes sense. I like it in that sense. They have almost 1.3 billion users on their platform, which is, you know, that's a large percentage of the world, really. So those two reasons I like it. Outside of it being China, and obviously I've learned my lesson with, you know, dealing with some Chinese stocks, I like those two factors.
Yeah, because the geopolitical risk is the only thing that terrifies me. So for my investors and traders, like the geopolitical stuff is worse than like a market maker deciding to like flood the market on a short side, or even like hedge funds deciding to short it. So you're probably going to have to hold it through this most recent recession. And then if we get another one in 24, early 25, you want to hold through. But if you hold it until 27, 28, you can have a nice home run. So, but investing has considerable risks. This is not a crystal ball guarantee. I'm just telling you, you're going to have to hold it for at least 5, ideally 10. But yeah, if you're looking for a dark horse, Alibaba is the one I like.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. F- a mic drop, bag drop.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.